The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every tree in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Her name was Evelyn, but everyone knew her as the Blueberry Lady. She was a widow. She lived in a great big old farmhouse, and behind her house was a field with row after row after row of big old blueberry bushes. She used to support herself by letting the public pick their own blueberries. But then she kind of got mad at the world, and she said she didn't need the money anymore. So she stopped selling those blueberries. She was always kind of a little bit eccentric. And now she only allowed her family members and the pastor to come and pick blueberries. So in early August, I would get a phone call. Pastor, the blueberries are ready. So I would go over with my stool and my bucket, and I'd pick for a while, and I'd fight off the bees. I'd pick for a little while longer, and I would fight off more bees. And after a while, my bucket was totally full. And when I quit, that stool hadn't moved very much. Those bushes were just full of blueberries. Then I would return with my big, heavy pail of blueberries, and there would be blueberry pies and blueberry pancakes and homemade blueberry syrup and blueberry parfaits and everything blueberry for the remainder of the year. But you know, I felt kind of sad. You know, the family was not really interested in picking blueberries. So I would pick my 10 to 15 feet, and that's all that got picked. The rest of all those blueberries went to the bees and the birds and fell on the ground and they rotted. In our gospel for today, Jesus tells an allegory about using that symbol of a vine just full of fruit. And it's a really important story. When John wrote the gospel of Jesus, there were, you know, and he wanted to emphasize some things that were really, really important that Jesus said. So he would take the grammar and make it intentionally wrong. He would make it so it stuck out in the language of Greek when people were reading it. And particularly so in these I am statements. Your translation, we really read it in Greek, it says, I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the way and the truth and the life. Last week we heard, I am the good shepherd. And today we hear, I am the vine, and you are the branches. When John writes his gospel, he intentionally uses improper grammar so that these verses really stick out. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, also in Greek, one of the problems is Greek words don't translate very well into English. That word that we use for abide kind of means several different things. It means to remain and stay connected with. But abiding also means something else. It means to be bound together, almost to be knit together, to be part of. To abide also means to look for that for the source of life and the source of energy. Think of that illustration of the vine and the branches. The vine is the source of life and energy and nutrients and water for that branch. That vine is what gives life to the branch. In our previous home, we had a dogwood tree. It was my joy. I loved that dogwood tree. Especially a little later on in the spring, it was full of white blossoms. And when you would look out my bedroom window, at a certain time of year, it would just be a sea of white for those dogwood blossoms. And the sunlight would kind of filter through those white blossoms, and I love that tree. And each branch of that tree received its life from that trunk of the tree. If you separate the branch from the trunk, that branch would wither and die. Each branch needed to be connected to remain healthy. You know, every once in a while I would have to prune that tree. And I'd saw off the branches and they'd fall off on the ground, and I knew that those branches were going to wither and die because they lost their source of life and strength. Jesus says, "Abide in me." Jesus wants to be your source of life, and Jesus wants to be your source of energy. Jesus wants to be that which provides meaning for your lives. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. What Jesus says is there's a purpose to abiding in him. It's not simply that we have a cozy, comfy relationship with Jesus. We don't just abide with Jesus for its own sake. There's a purpose to that relationship. He says the purpose of that relationship is that we bear good fruit. And we abide with Jesus and we stay connected with Jesus that we might bear lots and lots of fruit, and that we might have an abundance of fruit in our lives, and those branches might be overflowing with fruit just like those blueberry bushes behind the blueberry lady's house. But what does it mean to bear fruit? Let me continue with what Jesus says after our lesson. He continues, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Bearing fruit is living out that new commandment, that you love one another as Jesus has loved you. Jesus has loved you with such a great love that's so deep that Jesus was not just willing to die for you, Jesus was willing to go to the cross for you. Abiding in Jesus is realizing the magnitude of Jesus' gift of life. Abiding in Jesus is seeing God's continuing gift of love for you as you walk through this life. Even his continuing and sustaining gift of love, when our lives grow hard and our heart grows faint, his love, his presence still abides in us. And Jesus says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." That's a sad truth. If you don't know how much God has loved you, you certainly can't reflect God's love to those about you. You know, I often reflect upon those bushes behind the blueberry lady's house. All that wonderful fruit, all those branches bowed down by the weight of all that fruit. But it was for basically the bees and the birds or for the ground as they rot. That was absolutely worthless, wasn't it? But that's not God's intention for our lives. God wants us to keep that strong connection between He and us, and that connection is Jesus. He wants us to know, truly know the depths of His love for us, and He wants us to overflow with that love to those around us. He wants us to be His presence, His love to those around us. And there's another thing about bearing fruit. When we bear it fruit, and we bear it abundantly, it has this way of changing things. It changes our relationships with those about us, and it even kind of changes the way we look at ourselves. In the following passage, Jesus will say, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that you might be full of joy as well." When we abide in Jesus and He in us, when we bear fruit in our lives and bear it abundantly, it does bring joy to our lives. It's kind of like eating blueberry pancakes every morning in our lives.